purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Welcome. It's Tom Shalhoub, and this is the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Got a lot to talk about today. I am very excited. I've been reading all the headlines, and so much of what's been going on this morning in the media, because we got this, we had this situation with David Hogue, what do you call him? He's the activist from Stoneman Douglas. David Hogue was calling for a boycott on Laura Ingraham because he didn't like something she said. Now she's apologized. I want to get her apology up here on the screen. Apologized for any upset or hurt she may have caused. And she said, since it's Holy Week, we'll go over the whole controversy here, how it was. I'm going to bring up the story here and how it was presented in the newspaper. Laura Ingraham said David Hogue was rejected by four colleges to which he applied and then whines about it. And then she said he was dinged by UCLA with a 4.1 GPA. Totally predictable given acceptance rates. I'm not sure what that means. Is that last part in the parentheses, is that an insult, Matt? 4.1, I thought 4 was a perfect GPA. Where does GPAs go to? I don't know much about college. 4, right? So what, do you get a little bonus, 4.1, 4.2? So he's got a good GPA. But dinged by UCLA, so he didn't get into colleges, but he has a 4.1 GPA, and she said it was totally predictable given acceptance rates. What does that mean? That seems like not an insult to me, but a comment on how hard it is to get into college? I don't know. Anyway, that was her tweet. David Hogue rejected by four colleges to which he applied and whines about it. It doesn't seem so such a big deal to me, considering David Hogue has said F you to Marco Rubio, F you to all gun owners, called people murderers. I mean, he's pretty out there, this kid. And he's repeatedly used profanity about talking about people. He said Marco Rubio is the same as a school shooter. He said politicians are in the pocket of the NRA, that they take blood money, all of this kind of stuff. So he decided, he came out and he tweeted, he said, pick a number, 1 to 12, contact the company next to that number. And he put all of her advertisers up and started a boycott because he was attacked by Laura Ingraham. It's quite amazing. So anyway, she apologized, but it doesn't look like he has accepted her apology. He's still tweeting out angry things about Laura Ingraham. And so this is where we are in the country today. I wanted to talk about President Trump and his authoritarian reputation. Because I've come to you in the past and I've asked you about the authoritarianism of the president. If you type in, I would love you to do this when next time you're on Google, type in President Trump is not an authoritarian. And what you get is about 100 articles on how Donald Trump is an authoritarian. Just, it's a fun way to search for things. That's how hard it is to find an opposing view on Donald Trump's authoritarianism. Because it is so such an accepted fact that Donald Trump is an authoritarianist, that he engages in authoritarianism, and is driving the country and other countries even toward authoritarianism in a dangerous way. It's so accepted that it's now treated as fact in the media, that people in the news media will describe Donald Trump as an authoritarian in the same way that they describe a Republican as a conservative. Now, an authoritarian, as you know, is someone who believes in centralized power, but it has essentially been redefined over the past few years as they have wanted to cloak Donald Trump in this label of authoritarian. They have redefined the word itself to basically mean Trumpian. And the dictionary hasn't really changed its definition, but when people talk about authoritarianism, they tailor it now to Donald Trump. Here's an article in, what is the name of this publication? I will look it up because it's responding to an article in The Guardian. Why is Trump's authoritarianism so hard for some to recognize? And as usual, they go through why Donald Trump is an authoritarian in this article. It's an article by Jeffrey Isaac. I will look up the publication here in a minute. And it says that he admits that the president has a reputation for authoritarianism, although he's not Hitler. He concedes that President Trump should not be compared to Hitler, but because his presidency is chaotic and dysfunctional in many ways, some people assume that he can't be a authoritarian. He says, here's some of his outrageous policy initiatives. The Mexican wall, the Muslim ban, the Affordable Care Act repeal. Now, these are all things. Look, let's go through these things. The wall, he hasn't got his money yet. No one's given him his money. He hasn't been able to get it. He's trying to find creative ways to get the money to build the wall. He can't. Okay. Most authoritarians, that's not the way things are done. So not successful on the wall. The travel ban, knocked down by the courts. Checks and balances. Didn't get it. The Obamacare repeal, failed at that one. Could not get people in Congress to vote the way he wanted. It's not very authoritarian. Then he goes on to say some of his more successful authoritarian things, his successes, the Gorsuch appointment, as he says, the stacking of lower courts with conservative extremists, the recent tax legislation, the gutting of the federal bureaucracy. What? Let's go through these. The Gorsuch appointment, the lower court appointments. So he appoints judges. That's what every president does. He appoints judges. Whether you like his judges or not, but Reagan did it. If you didn't like Reagan's judges, if you didn't like Bush's judges, who's ever? Jimmy Carter, you didn't like his judges, but it's not authoritarian to appoint judges. Okay, next, the tax legislation. That was done by the legislature. Even he'll admit he didn't write that bill. Not authoritarian. And then gutting of the federal bureaucracy. Get this, guys. Deregulation is not authoritarianism. Regulation is. These people are amazing. So I'm asking you, 833-852-4866, I'm welcoming you. I need to find some authoritarianism, guys. Find me the authoritarianism. This is the press on Donald Trump.
Does it look now like he's trying to exercise what he considers to be his absolute right?
Those are the impulses of a tyrant, the impulses of a dictator.
Is he imitating sort of an autocrat that he thinks an autocrat would be, or does he really mean it?
It's very evident that he deeply would like to be a dictator.
This is what splits a country apart, and it is the beginnings, in many other countries, it's been the beginnings of an authoritarian rule, and that's the larger threat hanging over us now.
I hope I don't sound like the boy who cried wolf. This is what happens in authoritarian countries.
That's how dictators get started.
What are they talking about? I need you to show me Donald Trump's authoritarianism in action, not his attitude. Don't say, oh, he talks like he reminds me of somebody. The way he speaks when he's speaking, he reminds me of Mussolini. No, you can't do that. In practice, where's the authoritarianism? It's like the woman in the old Wendy's commercial, where's the beef? Where's the authoritarianism? because I'm looking at the qualities of the people in the liberal establishment, speech codes on campus, trying to tell people how they can speak, which words are allowed and which aren't. Is that authoritarianism? Or is it less authoritarianism, more or less? Speech codes on campus. Enforcing quotas for different racial groups and gender groups. Enforcing you private employers to hire a certain number of different races and genders. And if they don't do it, fine them from the federal government. Is that a authoritarian or is it lacking in authoritarianism? Title IX. Taking money away from schools if they don't have exactly the same number of girls' sports as boys in sports. Regardless of the interest of the people in the actual school. Is that authoritarianism or not? I'm trying to go through examples here. I can't find any on Trump, but I can certainly find many on people in the left. Using courts to overturn laws that voters have passed. Is that authoritarianism? Does authoritarianism impulse, does authoritarian impulses lead to that kind of decision? Calling for boycotts when somebody doesn't like you. If there's a broadcaster that you don't agree with or that said something that you don't like, publishing lists of people who buy airtime on their program, is that an authoritarian impulse? Labeling people you disagree with to be racist, is that authoritarian? I'm giving you all the qualities of people on the left and in the establishment. What's more authoritarian? Now, I want to show you here, this is Vox Media. This is explaining people when the reason Donald Trump is now defined as an authoritarian, it's been done by science. Scientists have labeled him authoritarian and his voters as having authoritarian impulses. Here's how they explain it.
Testing people for authoritarianism is a bit tricky.
You can't necessarily just ask people, are you really freaked out by social change? Do racial differences unsettle you? Do you support strong man leaders? Because those are very sensitive questions and people won't necessarily answer them honestly.
So instead, political scientists ask people about something more neutral, their parenting preferences.
Please tell me which one you think is more important for a child to have, independence or respect for elders, obedience or self-reliance.
These questions seem like they're about raising children, but really what they're asking people is how much they value order and authority.
Ah! So you can't ask them about politics because that would just confuse the issue. You have to ask them about something neutral, like parenting. Yeah, parenting's neutral. So you ask people about their parenting styles. Words like obedience show that you're an authoritarian. But what if you believe that your family is a different unit from the government? What if you believe that raising children has a different set of rules than the executive branch of the government? Did you ever think of that, scientists? So then they publish this report and they show, lo and behold, it's unbelievable. Trump voters are way more authoritarian in their impulses. And you see that repeated over and over again. Science proves it. And this is published in America's newspapers and it's repeated on news shows as if it is science. And the people on the left talk about people on the right being anti-science. It is made up, ladies and gentlemen. This is how you make up news, you make up stories, and then you have political pundits who are citing scientists on a daily basis. They are citing scientists to talk about how it's already been proven that Trump voters are more authoritarian because they responded to words like obedience and respect. They want their children to have respect and obedience. Well, a lot of people who want their children to have respect and obedience don't have respect and obedience for the executive branch of the government. Some of them are quite radical. Some of them want nothing to do with politics. Some people who want obedient kids to be obedient to their parents and their teachers, they don't even vote. They live in a cabin and they say, to heck with you people. I don't even believe in the government. It's such a swamp. You get it? They're not authoritarians. They're called parents, people. And that is what passes for science today. Please find me authoritarianism in Donald Trump. I need you to tell me his authoritarian in results, not the way he does his hair, people. In everyday life, how has he made this a more authoritarian country? 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. We'll be right back on the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years' worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Your home. It's where the sunrise starts your day, where you entertain the closest of friends, where the family gathers around the dinner table, and where your memories are made. Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is building those memories every day. They invite you to discover the residential community of River Point in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, energy efficiency, truly exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with many floor plans to choose from. With prices starting at $299,800 for the home of your dreams. One of our featured homes, a brand new 4-bed, 2-bath home with a 3-car garage and over 2,000 square feet of living space was just completed at River Point Subdivision. Featuring granite countertops, a beautiful cozy fireplace, green technology, and a huge landscape backyard. Listed at under $361,000. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details.
Saturday, April 14th, the CFR presents the Jefferson Fest in Anderson River Park.
It's a free, family-friendly event where the fun starts at noon. There will be children's games and crafts, laser tag, and fantastic food. We'll have five local bands playing folk, country, soft rock, and other cover songs. There's another dream vacation being raffled from Boomerang Travel. Look us up on Facebook, The Jeff Fest, on the Liberty Tour page.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. The president is an authoritarian, says the press. That's not even an opinion anymore. It's reported as news, and it's reported as scientific, a scientific conclusion. It's fact that he's an authoritarian. I'm telling you to find me the authoritarianism. Where is it? Where is it in the countries? When you walk down the street, are we more or less authoritarian now than we were under President Obama? I think less. Art in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's ridiculous to, I can't even express it. I mean, Republicans and conservatives and libertarians want the government out of everything. We want a military and infrastructure and then to be left alone. How they can say that we have any inklings towards an authoritarian government when that's the left. The left basically shares the exact same political philosophy as Stalin and Hitler and Mao. They say the same core philosophy. They're the authoritarians. The conservatives and the libertarians don't want any government involvement in our lives. So, I mean, social, a political scientist is like, there's soft science like psychology and sociology, and then there's super soft science, which is political science.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
I had a theater professor in college. He used to call them the pseudosciences.
Not even that.
Yeah, exactly. Almost. Art, thanks for the call. So Art is looking for authoritarianism as well. We can't find any, guys. Show me the authoritarianism. It's like the where's the beef lady. Where is it? Adam in Lake Bluff, Illinois.
Hey, hi, Tom.
Hey.
Tom, even these despots like Kim Jong-un, they're softening up. They're going more mainstream. They don't want to, you know, it's only like in Africa and some parts of the Middle East where you still have these guys. But because of, you know, mass media, mass communication, the internet, you can't, nobody's going to stomach a real dictator anymore in a Western country. It's not going to happen. So I don't know how they could even equate Trump to being somebody like that. You know, they've got this dictator stuff. They're always going back into the past and quoting past people. But Trump, just because what? He wants to improve infrastructure and all that. They're going to equate him to, you know, dictators of the past that have made improvements in their countries despite their, you know, twisted political views.
Well, you're making the mistake of going by the actual definition, the dictionary definition of authoritarianism, as opposed to now, which I played you some of that Vox Media. They were talking about authoritarian tendencies, and they said some of the other questions were things like, are you suspicious of people from other cultures? Are you more likely to trust someone from your own culture or a different culture? That's not authoritarianism. That has nothing to do with authoritarianism. That has to do with people's own, you know, you can call it jingoism. You could call it nationalism, but it's not authoritarianism. It's a very different thing. But, Adam,
right,
I'm going to continue looking for it. We haven't found any yet. Thank you for the call, Adam. I am looking for authoritarianism. Where is it? Show me the results, people. Show me how we are a more authoritarian society than we were under President Obama, who loved his executive orders, that's for sure. And he appointed judges who wanted to write laws rather than interpret them. They love government on the left. They love a strong, centralized government. That's authoritarianism. 833-852-4TOM is the number. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey, it's time again for Under a Crescent Moon, a social dance, sponsored by Reading School of the Arts, Friday, May 4th at 7 p.m. Live music is provided by Pat Karch and the Crescent Moon Headcats. That's right, I'll be there with all my friends. There's a $20 suggested donation at the door. Snacks and drinks will be provided. And this benefits the RSA Festival Choir. If you like to swing, if you like to sway, come to the Crescent Moon Social Dance, Friday, May 4th at 7 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts, 955 Inspiration Place. Call 510-1903 for details.
It's all systems go for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's annual fundraising auction, Gene, Jules, and Jazz, Out of This World, coming Saturday, March 24th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get ready to blast off for a fun evening of entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, live auction, and more. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programming and events. Individual tickets and patron tables are available by phone at 530-242-3143 or online at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
This is Sheila from the Reading Safari Club. Our banquet is April the 28th at Wind River Casino at 5 o'clock. Come out and support your right to hunt. And our youth in hunting, our scholarships, and our veteran hunts. Call Scott at 221-4650, Larry at 474-5075. Get flyers at Old West or KCNR. Games, guns, and fun for everyone.
This is Carl and the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
In 2015, California passed a law requiring pro-life pregnancy centers to advertise abortions. Outrageous, right? But we are talking about California. Well, Pacific Justice Institute fought back on behalf of pro-life pregnancy clinics and sued California. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a companion case on March 20th. Pacific Justice prays that the Supreme Court decides that this California law is unconstitutional. We know what happens in California does not stay in California. This horrendous law is a violation of free speech and must not stand.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Call 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
Tom Shillew back with the Tom Shillew Show. One of the big things people like to talk about when they refer to the president as an authoritarian, they talk about his relationship to the press and the fact that he is disdainful of the First Amendment and because of his attacks on the press, that he doesn't believe in free speech. That's one of the big ones. And I suppose if you call in and tell me that, we're gonna have to play sound like this.
It's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write.
President Trump sounding more like an autocrat than the leader of the free world, tweeting that network news licenses must be challenged and, if appropriate, revoked, after saying he does not favor limitations on the media earlier in the day.
No, the press should speak more honestly.
So, do you agree that because he thinks the press is dishonest, he doesn't like his press, he is an authoritarian? And I guess the guy admitted that he said earlier in the day he doesn't want any restrictions on the press. What was he talking about? Find me the quote. Find me the quote that says he wants to shut down the media. 833-852-4866. Joining me now, Stephen Miller. Maybe he can find some. FoxNews.com, culture and media contributor. You know him on Twitter, at RedStees. If you're there on Twitter. Stephen Miller, welcome to the show.
How are you, Tom Shalhoub?
Very, very well. And I've been looking for...
You're able to broadcast in these authoritarian times freely, you know, not from a bunker and living off rations, I see.
It's unbelievable. But maybe not, you know, maybe not forever, because there's a lot of people calling for boycotts. I opened the show talking about David Hogue. He's calling for boycotts on Laura Ingraham. Because
right.
She criticized him, and I guess he's been criticizing everyone in very, very vocal and sometimes profane terms and calling people murderers and everything else. But she criticized him, and he called for a boycott, and that got a heck of a lot of press, and people were calling advertisers. Now we have boycotts being called for Roseanne because she got good ratings, I think. Suddenly she has a show with good ratings. So they went through her Twitter feed, and now they're saying, wait a minute, this is very bad. We have to boycott Roseanne. So what do you think, Stephen? If anyone can find me Trump authoritarianism in action, maybe you can.
Yeah, I mean, I think boycotts are dumb. I'll just throw that out there.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things that are interesting about this narrative with Trump and authoritarianism. I mean, for all of the calls of authoritarianism, remember, Donald Trump is still the only thing protecting us from the real threat, who is Mike Pence, who is going to, you know, bring the four horsemen of the apocalypse and herd the homosexuals into camps, and according to some Olympic athletes and activists dressing up in handmaid's cloak. Roseanne actually herself made this point to Jimmy Kimmel, saying, you know, do you want a President Pence? And Kimmel kind of laughed and said, no, God, no. And she then said, you know, well, then zip your lip about Trump. And on its most basic premise, it's kind of an excellent point about just how much of this is just theater. And you see this, it's interesting to note, well, you know, people in media, you know, kind of lament his tweets and some of these sound bits as threats to kind of the institution of free press. Donald Trump's administration hasn't yet subpoenaed phone records of journalists or that we know of spied on the AP reporters like the previous administration. And James Risen in the New York Times had a very kind of illuminating op-ed. He was one of the targets of, you know, Obama administration's efforts to kind of clamp down on leaks in their administration by threatening to prosecute journalists. And, you know, when the news came out about James Rosen from Fox possibly being prosecuted as well, none of these people threatened to boycott the White House correspondents' dinner then. There were no real outcries of authoritarianism from that industry because simply the last guy was cool and they all agreed with him and it was, you know, hope and change and yes, we can. And you have to look at what he does and not necessarily what he says. Trump is a bombastic bomb thrower. This is the stuff he's going to do because he knows his crowd is going to eat it up. And on the other hand, you know, with kind of some, you know, relevant narrative speaking, if Trump is the authoritarian kind of literally Hitler guy that they're all saying he is, why are you also demanding that he's the only one that should have guns? And you're demanding a police force kind of confiscate, you know, guns at the end of the day, which we're now seeing these clash of narratives with some African-American students at Marjorie Douglas Stoneman come out and say, hey, we're being ignored here by the media in this, you know, brave new world of, you know, demonizing gun owners. And they have complaints, too. And their complaints are very largely based in police brutality, which we're now seeing pop back up with the shooting of this with this gentleman. I forgot what state he's in, but it's, you know, kind of a big deal. And now they're popping up and you're seeing this inconvenience of narratives. The problem with this idea of Trump as an authoritarian is, you know, a lot of these movements now are based on Netflix shows and slogans who dabble in hyperbole. You know, they're the resistance, like in Star Wars, and Mike Pence and Trump are the Handmaid's Tale. And the problem with that is people just aren't going to take you very seriously when you make calls like that.
Yeah, I went through, it's funny, you mentioned, I didn't even get to the Second Amendment. I started with the authoritarianism that I see on the left. I mentioned speech codes on campus. If authoritarianism is centralized control, we have people on the left that call for it all the time. The speech codes, things like Title IX, things like racial quotas, enforcing companies to hire a certain number of people from one race or gender or protected group, whatever. I think the courts, going to the courts and trying to get them to legislate from the bench, I would call that authoritarianism. I don't know if I'm stretching it there, but we could also go to it's perfect. The Second Amendment. We just had a major liberal on the Supreme Court calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. And so I'm trying to find any instance where we can even expand it. If we can't find it on President Trump, we can move to the entire Republican Party. I'm sure there are authoritarian tendencies on the right, but, you know, I want to stack them up next to the ones on the left and, you know, see where we are.
But you can't do that because that's whataboutism, and we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in this brave new era of fact checking, we can't do that. No, like I said, that's kind of who Trump is, and you see it kind of in, you know, when he starts praising ideas that he sees in other countries, like, you know, the death penalty for drug dealers and things like that.
As you mentioned, you know, that reminds me of the we've got to kill the families. I would guess, okay, you know what, that might be authoritarianism right there. We might have found some. You remember when he said, I think he said it on Fox and Friends, he said, you've got to kill the families. They love their families. Don't believe they don't love their families. And you've got to kill their families. I had never seen a Fox and Friends couch so silent after he said that.
That's a rarity these days. Right. But again, here's something where he says these things, and I'm not excusing because I'm not a Trump fan by any means, but you kind of have to look at what he's doing. It's one thing to say these things and throw them out there as red meat or just riff, as he often does. He just kind of just goes off script and says these wild and crazy things. But he's also a man with the executive power of the presidency, and you're not seeing a whole lot of action, you know, coming out of the Defense Department of, you know, drone striking terrorist families. We have yet to hear a report of this, or, you know, SEAL Team 6 going in and taking out a family who was associated with a terrorist. We haven't heard of any of this happening yet. So, again, I think you have to take this stuff with a grain of salt that, you know, we're used to him doing this now for the past 2 years of our lives. And I think you have to wait until you see what he does. And again, he hasn't actually, for all the talk of him wanting to open up libel laws on the press because he doesn't like the stories that are being written about him.
Is that even authoritarian? Because you can go either way on this thing, but Europe has more liberal libel laws than the United States. And I think it usually comes down to the idea of a public figure, that if someone's a public figure, it's a lot harder to say, to libel them because they're already out in the public, or people have already said so much about them or whatever. But is the idea of, if you want it, if someone wanted to, say if Tom Shalhoub were the president and he wanted to have libel laws that were more like Europe than they are here in the United States, is that necessarily authoritarianism, would you say?
I think it depends on who you're going to ask on that.
Yeah.
I look at it and I say, well, you have to look at the reason why you're doing it. Trump's doing it because he doesn't personally like some of the things being said about him in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how people just make things up and they use anonymous and all of this stuff. But again, you're talking about a public figure who just doesn't like negative press. That's who he's been for the last 35 years. This isn't like just some new thing that dropped out of the sky on, you know, as Trump became president. He's always been a very controlling figure with how he's portrayed in media because his brand is kind of everything. But again, it comes down to what are we seeing him do? Is he pushing a bill to open up libel laws? Is he pushing courts to do it? I mean, he might be appointing a judge that down the road will do something along the lines like that. But ultimately, to me, it comes down to, at the end of the day, is a guy who just doesn't like mean things being said about him. and so he pontificates on all of these things that we could do. And as far as like libel and stuff like that, I mean, I don't know. That's not something I think I see a good chunk of the American public going for. Maybe, you know, his hardcore base would, yeah, let's do this. But again, once you do it for him, you realize that you're opening the doors for his predecessors and their predecessors and those people. And that's where we get into, you know, dangerous territory like we did with the last administration, subpoenaing phone records of AP reporters. And again, the problem with media credibility is they didn't have quite the flip out with the last guy that they do with this guy. And there's nothing wrong with criticizing this guy. There's nothing wrong with holding President Trump's feet to the fire. The problem is those people that are, you know, falling down and fainting and, you know, having hissy fits didn't do this with the last administration. So a lot of the people just kind of shrug it off. We kind of just say when Trump says it, oh, well. And that comes down to a lot of the media's credibility problem.
Yeah. We have Kurt in Fort Worth, and I think he can demonstrate some of Trump's authoritarianism. That's what I called for. Kurt, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Hello, Stephen. The way he walks around, he always walks around like he knows where he's going, and when he talks, he speaks like, you know, he acts like he knows what he's talking about, and he wears red power ties.
Yes, Red, you're right. He does wear the red power ties. And, you know, they're very long.
He's wearing one today, Tom. He's wearing one today in Ohio, a red power tie.
They go well past the belt.
I'm clearly being facetious. The left is so authoritarian, it just drives me crazy. When you mention the Supreme Court, in the 50s, they banned prayer in school. Then they legalized abortion in the 70s. Then they said you have to buy health care. You have to buy it or you'll be penalized. You have to pay a fine. And they also said there's gay marriage. Marriage is supposed to be decided by the states, not a bunch of guys in robes sitting around pontificating how society should be.
I do think that let me ask Stephen if he, because I spent an hour on this yesterday, and I didn't do it when Judge Napolitano was here because I thought he'd get mad at me. But I think the courts have become too powerful. Stephen, and I think that's a form of authoritarianism. How about that?
I think you're right about that. I think that there's kind of this idea now that every single law that gets proposed or passed, basically it's, if you don't like it, it's like, oh, well, we got the Supreme Court, so at least we have that. And the courts have become kind of this, and you see this when a law is passed and suddenly a judge will block it. And then there's, you know, 50,000 injunctions and repeals and it goes through. And you kind of have just like everyday normal Joe Schmoes like us going, they passed the law. Why is this not being put into effect? And so I do agree with you on things like that. And I don't agree that like the Supreme Court should in the end be the end all be all of how laws are, you know, what laws are enforced in this country and how they're enforced in this country. We saw that with Obamacare, where basically the deciding decision on Obamacare was the Supreme Court saying, hey, it's not our job to, you know, overturn this law that was passed, you know, by a president who was duly elected, by a Congress that was duly elected. And that was kind of the bare bones excuse of how that was allowed to just kind of fly. So you
when did that, when did Roberts decide that? When did Roberts decide? Was it before Obama was reelected or after? Check that, guys. You know, Stephen?
I don't remember. I want to say that it was
before his reelection.
I don't know if it was before or after. It was either right on the border there. It was either right after or it was right before. But it was basically the – yeah, so
– did we lose Stephen?
No, I'm here.
June 2015, that's when Roberts made his decision?
Yeah, they said it was basically right before.
Yeah. So, right before the election. So, I think Roberts, this is an example. You have the courts. I don't fault the courts when they make a decision, because essentially when Roberts decides something like that, Obamacare, he sends it back to us. We have to have the guts to step up and vote instead of blaming the Supreme Court and saying, oh, it didn't go our way. And I feel like that's what the left does. They stand on the court waiting for the voice to come down on high, you know, with the decision of these nine people in robes. And so whenever conservatives do that and they demand the court do what they want, I always say, guys, you got to chill. We're not the ones who beg to the court for decisions that we like. We got to go to a break. So, Stephen, I want to thank you for joining us, and thank you for the call, Kurt. Stephen, love having you. He is Red Steez at Twitter. Follow him and enjoy him. Stephen, thanks for being with us. 833-852-4866. I see we have some calls coming in. Find me the authoritarianism in the Trump administration, and I'll give you a prize. This is the Tom Shalhoub Show. We'll be back.
You're with Tom Shalhoub.
He is doing an amazing job. He is doing the best job you could ever do.
The Tom Shalhoub Show.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Redding Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias and we love them.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub, this is the Tom Shalhoub Show. Is Trump an authoritarian? Find me his authoritarianism. We're coming on the coming up to the hour here, and no one's got me yet. But I got two calls. I want to get to both of these guys because I think both of you think Trump's an authoritarian. Anthony in Buffalo, is he?
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Well, I think he has these impulses sometimes, but the biggest comfort with Trump is that he never follows through. It's a drawback that's a blessing in this case. You know, 5 minutes later after he says he wants to circumvent something, he forgets about it.
So maybe if he doesn't follow through, maybe it's because his talk is part of a sales pitch to the American people, and it's not actually authoritarian impulses. Salesmen aren't authoritarians. They're trying to sell you.
It could be, but it could also be that he wants to have these powers at that particular moment.
But then he doesn't get them. Anthony, thank you for the call. I want to get Matt in here. Matt in Madison, Wisconsin. Is Trump an authoritarian?
I don't think it's appropriate to compare Trump to someone like Adolf Hitler. Hitler had the courage to serve his country. You complain about the courts being authoritarianism, but remember, if a court can't rule something unconstitutional, then there is nothing that is unconstitutional. The courts are there to protect the rights of all Americans, despite the wishes of people like you who hate the idea of people you dislike having rights.
I don't mind when they declare things unconstitutional, but that's what they have to do. Instead, they add things on and they make things up. But Matt, find me the results.
That is not true.
But Matt, find me the authoritarianism. You think he has tendencies, but what are the results? You've got to give me the real results.
Well, what do you mean the results? He's actively in the process of the things. Well, you can get into the fact that he's colluded with Russia and is deserving of committed federal crimes with that. You can go with the fact that conservatives are falling all over themselves to justify how he barebacked a porn star and committed a federal crime.
No authoritarianism!
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion. Sean Hannity won't back down.
A liberal culture of hypocrisy. It is now penetrating every single aspect of our lives.
Defending America at every turn and delivering our nation's conservative voice.
They want to undermine a sitting president that you elected. Democrats, those in the media, you should be ashamed and embarrassed tonight.
Powerful, unapologetic opinion. Sean sets the record straight.
I promise you will not get this anywhere else.
Don't miss Hannity. Weeknights at 9 Eastern on Fox News Channel.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, April 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco.